Live and local, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM presents the On Air Chat. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Souter and Aaron Harder.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to the On Air Chat. We're brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction for commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more. Call Bruce Davis Construction, 620-342-5001. And CB Financial, Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. Good morning, Steve Souter.
Aaron, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
We got a line of nice days going here, don't we?
We do. And even got a little rain.
So, yeah, a little being the operative word.
Correct.
There. And some low humidity, but a lot of wind coming up. Let's quit chit-chatting. Let's get to the chat.
Yeah.
We have an exciting program today. Our guest is Indy Dambro. Good morning, Indy.
Good morning, Steve. How are you, Aaron?
Doing great. Doing great.
Great to be here.
Yeah. And my little brother Mike is with us again. We're having a family reunion, and so he's sitting in, and he can throw a question in if he gets a chance.
Or a wise comment.
A wise comment.
Is there a 10-second delay on this?
Yeah. Now, we're excited to have you here, Indy. We've been sitting here talking before we come on the air. We could have you back and have a genealogy story with your story about how you, I mean, your mother immigrating to the United States. And we'll just do that as a teaser. But
Of course,
if people don't know, we want a bio from you. And so people will know what we're talking about. Indy, if you don't know, long time Director of Facilities at Albert Taylor Hall on the campus at Emporia State, but you'll find out he was a lot more. He worked a lot more places than Albert Taylor Hall, including White Auditorium and other venues on the campus. And he also found time in the last 40, 50 years to be an Army Reservist. Is that right?
National Guard, Army Reserve.
National Guard.
Same thing, yes.
Okay. For all those years, rose to a high rank and went on active duty numerous times, and we'll touch on that as well. But right now, tell us where you got to, and the story about how you got to Emporia State and what brought you back is really good, and we want to know about your family and that kind of stuff.
I'll make the front part short, but I was born in Germany in a displaced persons camp. My mother came over to the United States. We did come over on the boat, the actual real boat, the USS Taylor, and came to New York Harbor, then Massachusetts for a little bit, then Fremont, Lincoln, Nebraska. And my high school director knew Carl Bruder at Fremont High School. And so they set it up that I would make a visitation to Emporia State University, then known as KSTC. Made the trip and really enjoyed it, and it was the last year for events or summer theater or anything else in Albert Taylor Hall. The new college theater, as it was known then, which is now Bruder Theater, opened up in 67. So since my director knew Dr. Bruder, they kind of let me in. They probably thought I was the young kid that didn't know what he was doing in theater, and they were right back then. I took my first stagecraft test under Forrest Newland, the tech director for Doc Bruder, and I flunked it. But since then, I've improved. So my point is, I was in summer theater in 1966, and I did acting, props, makeup, whatever it is.
How old were you in 66?
I was 17.
So you were still in high school, or you just...
Right, I was still in high school. I was a junior in high school, came to Emporia State University Summer Theater as a junior in high school, and I was in a couple of plays, and Doc got me one time, though. I was in two plays. I was a fireman in one and a waiter in the other, except when I came out on stage, I had the wrong costume on, so the waiter had the fireman's costume on. And Doc was really cool about that. He would look at you and just stare. That was enough.
I can imagine.
Oh.
I mean, I remember Dr. Bruder. Didn't ever have a class or anything like that, but he's an icon. When you say Emporia State,
yeah.
I mean, he's right up there.
He is one fantastic person to work with and learn from, as well as Forrest Newland. And so then I graduated from high school and came back to Summer Theater 67. That was the that was the first year in the college theater, the new theater. And so I'm privileged to have done Summer Theater in one location, Albert Taylor, then college theater in 67. I had 23 hours of college credit because they gave more back then before I even went to college. And then I went on the 11-year program, and I graduated in 82. And I stayed in Albert Taylor Hall from 1971 when they turned it into a state job.
Let's not let that that joke slip by. The 11-year program, huh?
Yes, the 11-year program. They say, this year we're celebrating the class of 1970-whatever. I said, okay, I'll wait a while. I'll go for the class 82. I should have gone with the 71, 70 shoe crowd, but what the heck.
So where did you go when you left? You left the university for a little bit, and then they called you and asked you to come back and take
right.
over running facilities?
Well, what happened was, the theater ran Albert Taylor Hall, which included music department, every event in the world, including all theater events. When college theater opened up and theater went their way, Albert Taylor became the main auditorium grade level, which at that time seated 2,200 seats. Now it seats about 1,209. And I came back. All of a sudden, I get a call from FIRST, from Floyd Carley. And I don't know if he was director of facilities for the Memorial Union. And Bob Potter was his assistant. That's Dad Bob Potter.
Oh.
As opposed to,
Bob Potter's dad.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go, however you might say. That's right. And I came back, and so I ran in Albert Taylor under the union. Buy time cards, whatever it is. You find your own crew wherever you can find it. The first event I did was Tales of Hoffman, an opera. And that's how it all started. Then I went away again for a little bit because they couldn't decide who was going to run what. Then it became a state job, and I got a call from Don Cravens. And Mrs. Cravens was the head of the credit union. Remember
right.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had account number 249, and so that tells you how old I am. But it's they were fantastic, and Don kind of signed me up, and here I go, Albert Taylor Hall all the way for another basically 50 years, from 66 to 2016 when I retired.
So when what would be the date when after this come and go? That you've had a sustained...
April 71.
So 71 until right. What was your retirement date?
In 2016.
So is that 45 or...
Yeah, 47, 40, 45.
Plus you got some residual stuff to add in there.
Right. So, and again, we were doing events at the City Auditorium, whether it was John Denver or there are some events that I didn't do that I get credit for. And I seriously, I mean, you guys may know Kenny Rogers. When was he here? You know, we think twice.
I remember him being here, but I couldn't tell you when because
yeah.
I can't tell you.
Well, that's why I brought this book with me.
let's get into your family a little bit, though.
Right.
Talk about. When you, Joellen was willing to become Mrs. Dambro and that kind of stuff.
We were working on the Miss Emporia set, and she was a member of, I think, is it Zi-Fi?
Yeah.
And they were working.
That's Miss Emporia State, I think.
Yeah, Miss E State, and the Miss Emporia was going on out
the
City Auditorium.
Miss Emporia.
And then in 70, 71, someplace in there, we called it Miss E State Emporia.
Right.
Okay, and then both Kiwanis, right?
JC's.
Now I'm going to be in trouble.
In your chamber.
Okay, and then everybody kind of worked together. And you even had, a little later, you had Blue Key involved. Jim Barnett, Rod Simmons, President Hoosh. everybody was involved building sets way back then. That was part of the Blue Key days. But anyway, we were working on the set, and I was dating someone else, and we got through working on the set, went to the parking lot, and I can't remember if Joelle needed a ride home or they were part of the same sorority. I think Alpha Sigma Tau's. I'm going to get in trouble for this one. Anyway, Joanne was sitting in the back seat of the Camaro, and I was sitting in the front seat, and my date was driving. I made eye contact through the rearview mirror, and that was it. It's over. I didn't have to explain much after that, but nevertheless, we knew each other for about 3 months, and she went off to student teaching. I went off to the Army basic training. We came back and got married in December. So we knew each other for about 3 months.
To protect the innocent here, we're talking about this. We're talking with Indy Dambro.
Yes.
And he's talking about how he met his wife, Joellen. So how many years have you guys been married now?
51.
51 years. So, and what about children?
Ryan is, I'm not going to tell you how old he is. You can guess that one. He's in Atlanta, and he went to Emporia High, went to Atlanta, and now he's working at in studio work, films in Atlanta. And he worked Captain Phillips, Furious, Fast and Furious, Furious 7. He's working those type of events, some TV series like The Resident.
You say working. What's he's working?
Well, production assistant at this point. He's working his way up to assistant director. Okay. And that's what he's shooting for, go union all the way. And that's what my mother always said, you're never going to make any money in theater. And she was right. And I tell Ryan, and Joelle tells Ryan, there's a chance you may not make all the money you want in movies. But he's still going. Because I keep telling him, keep your dreams, keep your goals. You got to do something. And I just hope it all works out. But we do worry about him. He was in a serious car accident and lost, it was a brachial plexus injury, lost use of his left arm, and he's left-handed, and he's learned to do everything on the right side now, and he's doing fantastic in the film world.
How long ago was that accident?
94.
And so he's had some time to adjust, and that's right. Pretty amazing in itself, I would guess.
Oh yeah, and I may be wrong on that. He was 21 years old when he had that accident. And he was born in 76, that'd be 86, 96, 98. Okay, so yeah, and he's been alive as long as he's had, when he had the accident, it's been like 21 years. And he's still cooking, and everything's still great, no problem whatsoever.
He's your only child?
No, Megan also graduated.
That's right, because you told us a good story about Megan.
Yeah, I'm
going to talk to Ruth.
I'll tell that one again. She's in Lawrence. She has one child, Jordy, our grandson. And so basically, when he shows up, because we had a thing running where we would go to babysit at Lawrence and then he would come here. And every time he shows up, it's kind of like he opens the front door and says, Granddad, it's like he gives me a signal, let's go play.
You're talking about your grandson now.
Grandson. And that's exactly what you do. He knows exactly what he wants to do. And so my job is to play.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I do, and he's wearing me out.
What does Megan do?
She worked for UNI. It's a computer company and basically runs the office systems office in Lawrence at the computer company.
Tell us how she helped you out with Dr. Ruth, I think it's Schlesinger.
I think the sex doctor.
Yeah, that's it. No comment. Okay. She did a lecture. We had the standard lectern out there. She's about 5 foot tall, and I didn't plan that one too well. And she says, I need a stool to stand on. And didn't have one. Ran home real quick, got one. Well, it was the one that Megan made in shop class. I don't know exactly how old she was, but she said, yeah, she can use this, but don't let her scratch it. And so and then Dr. Ruth then signed it underneath and gave it back to Megan. It was really cool.
And when she shows it to people, all she has to do is explain who Dr. Ruth was.
Yeah, that's it.
Now she does.
Well, that's it. That's a good line. I'm going to use that one. But nevertheless, that was one of the stories. And we've had great performers there. Mel Blanc, and he let me do a tape. And so we have the Mel Blanc voices taped, Bugs Bunny and old Roadrunner, you name it, whatever characters he did, Sylvester, Tweety, all those characters he did, we have that tape. And
one that's in the story there is, for those of you that get into archives, the Gazette, Zach Hacker, did a story called The Quiet Professional about Indy, and that was published June 20th, 2016. Okay. Probably go to the library and find it in the microfiche. Yeah. But in that story, he listed some of the people that...
you can find it online. 2016 is not microfiche.
Oh, you sure? Wait.
Indy, that's when Indy retired.
They're laughing at microfiche. They're making fun of me.
Well, I was getting worried. I thought they drifted this way, too. Wait a minute. You sure it's not microfiche?
You can find it online.
Okay. They have microfiche at the library.
Sure.
Okay.
That's okay. I was saying earlier I was technologically proficient, except this morning I couldn't print anything worth anything. And so, but go ahead. I'll tell you about some of the characters.
Visiting with Indy Dambrough, I want you to talk about Truman Capote. That's the most interesting one that I've seen on here.
Well, there's two things running. I've got the book, yes, that Charles Webb did. He was a graduate student doing his doctorate work. And he did a book, and it's called Emporia, the Athens of America, is just ahead. And it's from 18-something, 86 or so. He kept track of all events by date. So if you pick January 15th, it'll be all the events that occurred on that date, no matter where they were, whether it was Beach Music Hall, Albert Taylor Hall, Civic Auditorium, or Peter Pan Park, which wasn't until a little later. But anyway, the point is, his book has that information. There's another publication in book form that has just Albert Taylor Hall events. And I have the original guest book that I started keeping in 1969. And so in order to verify whether or not an event occurred or not, just go through the book, because we got all performers, no matter who they were, to sign the book. And I stopped doing that in 2016 when I retired. I hope it continues, but we'll go from there. This book covers all the way till 1971.
Okay, we need to get a break in. We're visiting with Indy Dambrough. No, but no particular memory of Truman Capote?
Yes, he's short. and obviously,
this will be a short comment.
Yeah, and when he writes his signature, it's Truman Capote, but there's a big T in the middle. And I don't know exactly, you know, Truman Capote. I don't know why, but some of the signatures are so unique. I'll tell you about Mary Travers afterwards. Peter, Paul, and Mary. We'll do that one next.
Okay. That's another. That's my gen.
There we go.
There we go. All right. This is the on-air chat, Bruce Davis Construction and not M&M Carpet.
CB Financial.
CB Financial, Craig Barnwell. Make it all possible. You're listening to KVUE. We are live and we are local.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
Bruce Davis Construction, your go-to guys when you need commercial dirt work. From demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001.
All the latest sports news with Greg Ray, 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, live and local.
KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and time now for headlines being brought to you by Brady Parks Rock and Dirt. Whether you're a homeowner or a contractor, call Brady Parks Rock and Dirt at 620-343-5050. Now from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the latest local headlines, here is Chuck Samples.
Thanks, Sean. Good morning, everybody. The Emporia Animal Shelter will be closed today and could well have limited public hours for at least a couple of days, if not longer, because it's overseeing an emergency intake of at least 50 cats coming in starting today. It is the biggest emergency intake on record, according to Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director Stephanie Achille, and unfortunately, a lot of the cats, if not all of them, are in poor physical health. We'll keep you posted here on KVOE and KVOE.com. Tax and zoning policy were among the topics addressed during KVOE's candidate forum yesterday involving Democrat Greg Stair and Republican Ken Duft, both vying for the Lyon County Commission 1st District seat. And a local school district superintendent received a huge honor yesterday. A Southern Lyon County Superintendent Mike Argerbright was honored as the 2023 Superintendent of the Year. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team calling for relatively calm, although breezy conditions today. Elevated fire danger at 73. Clear and 47 tonight. Really high fire danger tomorrow with a high of 70. And then sunshine Friday and 75. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, I'm Chuck Samples.
Thank you, Chuck. Currently, light northwest breeze, sunny skies, 62 degrees at KVOE. 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. All the information you need, live and local. Headlines are brought to you this hour by Brady Parks Rock and Dirt. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to spruce up your landscaping with decorative rock or a variety of gravel, or a contractor in need of screenings or sand, call Brady Parks Rock and Dirt at 620-343-5050.
All right, welcome back to the on-air chat. Steve Souter and Aaron and Mike Souter is in here helping us, and our guest is Indy Dambro, longtime employee of the state of Kansas, more specifically at Albert Taylor Hall on the campus, but did a lot of other stuff, and we've been visiting about that. And also in 1970, he enlisted in the National Guard, and he stayed hooked up with the National Guard or the Reserve or somebody till his retirement in 2011. Over 40 years, Indy. You know, we could do the whole show here, and this is probably the part of your career that's been more documented. But we'll spend some time because it's important. But then we'll go back to your Albert Taylor Hall, and I promise you we'll have you back because we were just talking offline. The archives that you're putting together, we could probably do a series of shows. You said you had a 45-minute Mel Blanc tape.
Yeah, I got to stay alive long enough to do all this. To take a while to process all this.
Is any of it X-rated?
No, we're totally good. To see Harry Reasoner, yeah, he was okay. Probably the closest to trouble we can get is William Calley. He was one of our lecturers, My Lai Massacre. So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Some of the tapes.
That would be
I got permission, though.
What was your rank? I'm sitting here reading the deal on you and said that at one point you were specialist sixth class. That doesn't mean a lot to most of us civilians, but what rank were you when you retired?
I was a CW4, Chief Warrant Officer 4. There's only five. Okay, and the way it works is that when you first get in, you're a private E2. You're as low as you can go. E1 through E9 is as high as you can go, enlisted side. Then the warrant officers are in the middle. Originally, they were not officers, but they were not enlisted. They had been enlisted, E1 through 9. Then they became, through the warrant officer program, officers but non-commissioned. Then later on, they became commissioned officers. And then you have the old grades, which are the generals, the captains, the majors, the colonels.
And you don't do anything simple, do you?
No, I tried, but I really tried. But the warrant officer, I was field artillery for 11 years. And then in effect, went to the wrong camp. I went to a different camp than I normally would go to. And Steininger and Holbrook were the law firm, and Reed Holbrook was the out of Kansas City. He's a well-known attorney, and he was our JAG officer. He said, "How would you like to go to JAG?" And so there it started. Went out of field artillery, went to Topeka, 69th Infantry Brigade, 35th Infantry Division, Stark Headquarters, whatever. Warrant officer is right in the middle. They're now commissioned officers. And so you are like a regular officer, but you had been enlisted first.
You did all this, your 41 years, or most of it, after you got going, after you took the job at the university. You were gone a lot because you were, I said deployed, you said active duty. Have you ever added up how much time that you were in the military and had to be away from Albert Taylor Hall?
We came to about 3 years. So, I mean, you always had a weekend a month, and there were always events on weekends. In Albert Taylor and the events on campus, it could be any time. Right near Christmas, Thanksgiving, spring break, you name it. So to take time off, you had to have good support.
But full-time active duty, how much time?
2.5 years.
And so how did you square that with the university?
I'm going to say that when President Lane was here, I asked for, and we considered it, and it went through. Through the Army, the university received the Patriot Award, and it's still handed out, but not freely. You had to earn it, and the Emporia State University definitely earned it as being a great supporter of the National Guard and Reserve, and that's what the Patriot Award is.
For letting you go on active duty
for
and covering your job while you were gone.
Yeah, for anybody. And then that's why Emporia State is a proud supporter of the Guard and Reserve. As a result, whether it was me or anybody else, you got time off. You got to go.
What was your first actual deployment?
Bosnia.
Was that the Bosnia?
Yeah, 1992-95 was the war. The Dayton Accords in 1995 ended the war. And then after that, they had stabilization forces. In other words, go in and make sure the peace holds. And I was part of the stabilization force in 2002 and 2003.
For almost a year, right?
Yeah, with the 35th Infantry Division out of Fort Leavenworth.
And what was that like?
The basic line was, if you didn't throw it down, don't pick it up. Because you don't know what it is.
Because it might explode, huh?
Right, and Mosaddegh Milosevic was president, and he had soldiers under him. They basically laid mines, but never charted them in Bosnia-Herzegovina, which is the old Yugoslavia.
Who, you want to lift up anybody on campus that helped cover for you being gone?
Let's see, Jen Newell, and I just talked to her, so I know her name is still Newell. It was basically, Jen, I'm leaving. You're in charge. But she had the experience, and we had a good crew. We always trained the crew. You never mess with the crew. You train the crew correctly. And they took over. And Ron Folks covered, and he was a technical director over in the theater. He covered, you know, if there were any problems, and he would step in and help out. That was for almost a year. And then in 2007 and 8, I went to Fort Benning for about a year to work with the JAG, basically run the office. And then they called it the Foundation of Four. You had the top JAG person, the deputy JAG, and then you had the top enlisted person and the top warrant officer. And then we basically formed a group to run all the legal work that happened at Fort Benning.
If you were asked to describe your most interesting, while you're on active duty, what event was... Is there one event you can share with us?
The main event is the saddest of ever. It's called the Women of Srebrenica. otherwise known as the Mothers of Srebrenica now, and that was when during the 92 to 95 war, there were 10 to 15 days towards the end of the war where the Serbians basically slaughtered for ethnic cleansing purposes, is what they're saying, 8,200 men and boys between the ages of 15 and 65. And every year, those mothers go back to the Srebrenica, which is the city that most of this happened in, to memorialize those that were killed. And that we went to Srebrenica. I mean, we went to Vukovar and a few other places that you don't want to see in a way, but it's the men and women that are serving now deserve, I mean, the utmost, whether it's whether it was Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever they're at. You can't say where everybody's at, but it's more than great that the United States is capable of doing what they're doing, and always appreciate the troops. And I'll give a shout out to Ron Whitney because he called and said, "You want to do an interview in Topeka?" And I said, "Yeah, no problem." And then Steve calls and says, "Well, would you like to be on Talk of Emporia?" I said, "Yes," but then I hung up the phone. And what did I get myself into? But nevertheless, this has been a great situation here right now. And I do want to give a shout-out to Jim Harder, Aaron's dad, 68, 69. I believe those are the right times for his serving in Vietnam. When he came back, he was head of, I don't know exactly what, I know it's he's the head or director of International Student Affairs on campus.
Correct.
And we kind of talked to each other because the International Club every once in a while had a show. And that's how I first met him. He came into Albert Taylor Hall, and those are some of the neatest shows we ever did because it's different cultures doing their particular culture, musical or other type act as part of a show, which is fantastic. So shout out to Jim. God rest his soul. But he's
one of those people that when you met him, you never forgot him.
It only took once.
Yep. Absolutely. We're visiting with Andy Dambro at talking. I'll give you a chance. You've been in the Guard and Reserve for, it worked out to look mm-hmm. to me, about 41 years. Mm-hmm. Would you do anything different?
No, if I had a chance, I'd still be there. Retirement for the Warrant Officer Program is 63. If I'd have been a general, I could have gone on for a while. But then again, generals don't last too long in the Army anymore. I would have stayed.
And I assume you'd recommend it for youngsters?
Without question. You obviously can get an education out of the entire situation. If you're going to volunteer, which it is, all volunteer, it's still all volunteer Army, and it should remain that way. There is no better situation, whether it's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, join.
You've been involved, and we needed to get another break in, but before we go, Ron Thomas was in here a little bit, and you guys worked together on numerous projects, but the one he lifted up was the All Veterans Memorial show. And I bet that was a labor of love for you.
It definitely was. And you have to give Ron Thomas a little credit on that. He was our MC for a while when we were doing a version of it. And then also Mark Schreiber was one of our MCs. And between Ron and Mark, I didn't have to do much. I just sat back and watched the fun start. And they kept the crowd with it, but they're also very respectful of what the show was.
Okay. And we got a lot more to talk about. We're visiting with Indy Dambro. Real quick, again, before we go to break, Indy is short for?
Oh, Indulis, I-N-D-U-L-I-S, for those that are writing it down. And my name used to be Vic Manis, and then we came to this country, and we became adopted and naturalized all on the same day. And so my name used to be Indulis McManus, and now I go by Indy Damro.
Who knows you by? How many people know you by any name but Indy?
Probably six.
All right, on air chat. This is, you're listening to the on air chat. Steve Satter and Aaron Harder are hosts, and Indy Damro is our guest. We're going to take our break, our last break. You're listening to KVUE. We are live and we are local.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
Bruce Davis Construction, your go-to guys when you need commercial dirt work. From demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001.
Listen to Emporia State football all season long on Mix 104.9 and KVOE.com.
Football is definitely the toughest sport.
KVOE live and local, and time now for a look at sports headlines being brought to you by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive. Call 620-342-2613 when your car needs help. You don't have to go where anyone tells you, go where you want. Now from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the sports you need, here is, once again, Gray Gray.
Thank you, Sean, and good morning. The MIAA released the basketball preseason polls yesterday as part of Media Day. The Emporia State women were picked 6th in the coaches' poll and 7th in the media poll, while Missouri Southern, who was co-regular season champion a year ago, is the choice of both the coaches and the media to finish first. Emporia State men were picked 5th by both the coaches and the media. Northwest Missouri State, the top pick in both those polls. 6 different Spartans scored goals in Emporia High's 10-0 victory over Elyria Christian last night on the soccer field. Leading the way was senior Edwin Maciel, who scored 3 goals. Gio Garcilosa and Jeffrey Linares each scored 2 goals. Kevin Magana and Carlos Zapata and Diego Reyes each scored a goal. Spartans now 11-2 on the season. They go to Wichita South on Thursday. Emporia High's volleyball team a winner last night, defeating Topeka High 25-16, 25-16, and Topeka West 25-13, 25-19. Emporia High's volleyball team now 24-7 on the season. They host the tournament on Saturday. Emporia State's volleyball team swept by number 8 ranked Nebraska Kearney last night, losing 25-16, 25-12, 25-16. Lady Hornets will be back in action on Saturday when they play at Northwest Missouri State. Emporia State's Joni Westcote, meanwhile, has been named the MIAA Women's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week. She had 2 assists in the Lady Hornets win over then number 3 ranked Central Missouri. It was a key part of the defensive efforts in the Hornets shutout at Missouri Southern. That's a look at sports. I'm Greg Ray, KVOE, live and local.
Thank you, Greg. Sports headlines brought to you this hour by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive at 708 Lantern Lane. Information available in the Yellow Book and on the web at thurstonsplusautobody.com.
All right, welcome back to the on-air chat. Mike, you got to be quiet. You can't be talking over there. God, I love that.
You like the power.
I like to reprimand my younger brother.
That's right.
I told Andy he had to be quiet. Yeah. I'm the stage manager here.
Okay. I have a disclaimer.
If we had a name, we'd call it the producer. So
that's Sean.
Our guest. Oh, okay. Yeah, we all answer to Sean before it's all said and done, I guess. Visiting with Indy Damro and his career as a facilities manager at Albert Taylor Hall and on the campus for a lot of things at Emporia State. And earlier in the show, we were talking, and we were talking about people that had performed at Albert Taylor Hall, and you had a story about Mary Travers, of course, of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah.
So we'll share that, and then you wanted to talk about Alan Jackson. So, Mike, do you know who Alan Jackson is?
I feel better already.
There you go. Country
anyway,
singer.
Yeah.
Start with Mary Travers.
Yeah, okay. Peter, Paul, and Mary Travers. Isn't that much of a story, but what I'm saying is that she came in, fantastic person, did a wonderful concert, Puff the Magic Dragon, you name it. And she was sitting in the back hallway when you could. She was smoking, and everything's, you know, going well. She signed the guest book. But her agent, who was her companion, who was with her, complained about everything.
It was a jerk, huh?
Yeah. And we're having a good time. Everything's just lovely. Go out and perform.
Test my memory. Was that concert at White Auditorium?
No, it was Albert Taylor.
Was it Albert Taylor?
Yeah, we also had Wilma Rudolph here as a guest lecturer.
Wilma Rudolph, the track star.
Yeah. But anyway, Alan Jackson, is that something? He came in as part of the Twin Rivers Festival towards the end, about 94, 95, someplace in there.
Was that outside?
Yeah, outside in front of Plum Hall.
Right, I remember that.
Okay, he comes in with the truck, everything's good, we set it up, life is lovely. And then all of a sudden he gets a call. And that was just after we had him sign 10 towels. You know, we had him, Alan Jackson. And he was very nice. He signed every one of them. But he gets a telephone call. His wife's having the baby. Okay, and he's got to leave. And so
I remember that.
Yeah, and so we switched. Not everybody was happy, but we switched performances. In other words, the backup band played first. I mean, Alan Jackson played first, and then the backup band played. And he was, I mean, the nicest guy ever. And I still have a couple of signed towels.
It was set up in the Circle Drive, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was, as a matter of fact, that was when they just got through with the putting the Corky the Hornet out front and the bricklaying and all that kind of new work. But My last statement about Albert Taylor, though, is it was everybody's university's performance area forever from day one, and we'll discuss when it was built and not built or who was first, John Philip Sousa or Eleanor Roosevelt, you name it, there's been fantastic shows there. 66 was the last year that Albert Taylor was used for strictly theater and music. Now they still have all music events, major events, Arts Council events, and a shout out to Don Anderson for the Arts Council and Rose Hirshhorn as well as Gail Milton, all the directors of the Arts Center, Arts Council. But I also have to give special credit to J.J. Weigand. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Okay, he was
his
an
camera.
Yep, and he was an Audubon guy, and we had the Audubon lecture. Who found the Titanic? Anyway, we had that lecture.
Who found the Titanic?
Who found the Titanic? Or Wernher von Braun, we had him here, wasn't part of the Audubon series. But the big shows that did come in, but I'll kind of leave it at, we had many, many shows. We're still trying to put it together, archives, and hope it all works down the line.
Let's talk about you a little bit. You've had some health issues. You doing good now?
Yeah, I think we're doing okay. My wife, Dwellen, puts up with quite a bit because, when you have cancer and it started out with a mini stroke and then cancer and then thyroid, whatever, everything's good right now. And cancer has been 4 years with, free of it. You're in remission, is what they say. And, everybody's going to have health issues down the line, but I have some of the best doctors in the world. It's one heck of a team, and I appreciate still being here.
But you're cancer-free right now?
Yes.
Yeah. God is good. So what about the Quiet Professional? Tell us about that.
Well, we tried to – it started back in the Army side, and I thought it fit perfectly for Emporia State side. And we'll still try and make it work maybe down the line. But the Quiet Professional is, in the Army, it's a warrant officer. The warrant officer is a quiet professional. The officers do what they do. The enlisted do what they do. But the warrant officers support everybody. Nobody could ever figure out what a warrant officer did, and that's the way we want to keep it. Warrant officers don't salute warrant officers, but enlisted suits, you know, they salute warrant officers. Officers salute. It goes back and forth, but the warrant officer, don't mess with the warrant officer.
And that's kind of your description of the job you had at the
right
at Albert Taylor Hall.
That was my same theory and understanding. I was trying to work that out to quite professionally as somebody who's backstage that does the job. Doc Reuter did it right. We're going to teach you everything and then figure out what you really want. Try acting, costume, makeup, you name it, whatever. Then you end up as an actor. You end up as a technician. I was the quiet professional, and that's the way it worked in Albert Taylor.
You're kind of like a referee in a football game. When it's over, you don't want to know who the white hat's name was.
That's right. That's exactly right. But were you on stage at any point in Albert Taylor?
Accidentally a couple times. But okay. We had a deal, a fundraiser or something where we did, and we had cameos, community members. But other than that,
yep.
No.
Yep, which kind of leaves it at Charlie Hill, one of the great musical-type directors, if you're doing a musical. Before 1973, it was known as Curly Q, where faculty members would get together and do skits and whatever. But then that faded away, I don't know what year, but then in 73, Howard Hoggedahl came back and tried to revive, and he did. The first show was Camelot. It was part of the Homecoming series, which stayed in Albert Taylor until about 7-8 years ago.
All faculty members doing Camelot?
No. Okay. No, these are definite students.
Okay.
The Curly Q was it. I guess the faculty couldn't take it anymore. But anyway, we came back with Camelot and all these shows since 73.
And it dawns on me, on all this discussion, your modesty, the Quiet Professional is the name you tried or are trying, and it's ongoing. And we're going to help you here today because a scholarship in your name to help stagehands or people that are involved at ATH, right?
Correct. And my bottom line is I didn't care if they're a music major or space aeronautics.
As long as they're involved in productions.
Right. And they want to work. And they know how to tie the official Albert Taylor Hall knot.
So if you'd like to help with that, if you're indebted to Indy for his military service or for his, the best way you can show it is write a check for $100 or $1,000 or $5 and send it to the foundation and tell
that's
them
it.
Either put Quiet Professional or just put to honor Indy Dambro.
And be Angela Brown or Angela.
Angela Fullen.
Sorry, Angela.
She's your gal. And then that address for the Alumni Center is 1500 Highland Street. It's a Souter Alumni Center, 1500 Highland Street here in Emporia. And, Indy, I'm going to...
Steve, thank you.
I'm going to write a check, and maybe we'll do some good. So.
Oh, I'm no, it would be a goal of mine,
no,
but
no, we're
thank
on that
you.
Line. You facetiously have been quoted, read in the story, where if they're going to honor you, you hope maybe they'd name a bathroom after you. How's that going?
Well, not too well. They may have remodeled since I left, but they're unisex, so I'll take either one. Whatever works out.
So whoever's in charge at the university, we need a... You know,
the president's office is upstairs. I'm sure we could convince him to get a nameplate on one of the bathrooms.
Yeah, I was trying for the projection booth. That would have been all right, too, or the control booth. I'll take anything. But the bottom line there is that we've been blessed with great presidents, and I've been through 7 presidents before I left, and all great people, and the support of KBOE, and Ron, and Steve, and Aaron. It's been fantastic always with the university, and I will end at least my side thanks to your dad.
He absolutely loved working with you as well. How many performances total in your 40 plus?
About 3,000.
How many rafter walks?
Oh, were you there then?
I went up on the rafters with you once.
Yeah, In 1980, we started doing films or whatever, and I could never figure out what that noise was up there. And it was people trying to watch movies for nothing. They go up in the attic of Albert Taylor Hall and look through the light ports and kind of see the movies. And I guess that's one way of getting there. But the only thing I'll say about that is that we were doing Godfather, and one of the projectors loused up, and it froze the frame. It was right during the head scene in the bed.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Steve. I didn't mean that.
Some names, a lot of people in the community that you lifted up in your article, David Traylor, Ed Rathke, and Rosamund Hirshhorn. Mentioned Rosamund. She had to be a blast to work with.
Yes, that was when you could smoke. And again, I did quit smoking. Yes, I did, no question, and for obviously good reasons. The sound booth was up where my office is, the second balcony, way in the back. I couldn't believe it. And then she'd be on the main floor towards the stage, and she could smell, I don't know what she can smell, but she says, "Who's smoking up there?" But she was like that, and rightly so. I think she passed away at the age of 95 in New York, but she was one of my great people to work with because
she brought a lot of culture to employ.
Yeah, she was a true professional, and many professionals. And Howard, Hoggall, Mel Nixon, you name it.
Good times, good stories.
Many people, and that's my disclaimer. I'm sorry I left anybody out. Please write back to Steve Souter at KBOE. But I do appreciate this more than you.
No, I've got some ideas for having you back. And, you know, we could just do archives. We could do, you know, we're doing things with the History Center.
Yep.
2 weeks from today, Lisa Soller will be back with us talking about characters from Emporia's past. And we could do the same thing with you. We could bring those tapes in here and get them queued up and play them and talk about them. And,
even the Oregon system was revived in 92-93. And the guy that did the concert right after, to basically get that thing running again, I have his concert, and that's probably the last time that organ has effectively been used.
45 years of serving other people in more than one way. Indy Dambro, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your service, my friend.
And thank you, Steve. Thank you, sir. Aaron.
Thanks again to Indy Dambro for joining us. We've been brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th Avenue. And Bruce Davis Construction for commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more. Call Bruce Davis Construction, 620-342-5001. Talk of Emporia is next here on KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. We are live and local.
Tune in all season for Kansas City Chiefs football on Country 101.7.